Hey, listen, shout out to everybody, man, who's been tuning in to the podcast, The Gym Podcast. It's your boy, Coach Mike, man. I got a special guest with me, man. Y'all know what it is. I can't just have these conversations by myself. To all my viewers out there, man, that's watching, and to everybody that's listening, man, I got to bring somebody in to have these conversations with me. So much to talk about, man. So much to, man, bring to the table, man. It's so much it's just so much, you know what I'm talking about, man? It's just so much, y'all. But I got my homie dog, he's a businessman, man. He's a go-getter, man. He's an entrepreneur. He's a family man. He's a father, man. He's a black father, black husband, man. He's from Memphis, Tennessee. Got out of city, man, to better his life, man. So, man, I got my boy, man, Biddy Brown, man. What's
for
up,
sure.
Biddy?
For sure.
I got Biddy in the studio, y'all. It's going down. I got Biddy in the studio, y'all.
I appreciate you, OG Mike. You already know.
Hey, I got Biddy in the studio, and I'm just getting my levels, y'all. It's going down.
You got to get it right.
Biddy got gems for days. Hey, y'all hear me?
Hey.
He got gems for days. You hear me? Man got gems for days. Y'all don't hear me, man. I'm telling y'all, this man got gems for days. Listen, man, Biddy, man, so you definitely, my second guest in the podcast. You
man,
know
I appreciate
saying?
It. I appreciate this love.
I had my dog, Rob Hunter Jr.
Hey,
man, we was talking about distractions and focus.
One and only.
Man, you the second guest, bro. You're a black man, man. You're a black man. You're a family man. You are you're a king. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
You from the city of Memphis. So, man, just tell us. I can't tell your story.
For sure.
But just tell, man, tell everybody that's watching, man. You can feel free to look at people
for sure,
and from here and there. You know what I'm
for
saying?
Sure,
like,
sure,
here and there.
Sure,
we lit.
Sure.
We lit.
Here.
So, man, feel free to, man, share whatever it is you want to share, bro. Like, in these podcasts, bro, like, man, anybody listen to me know me, like, man, I'm pretty much, man, too transparent
sure.
at times.
Hey,
so,
that's
man,
how you
unfiltered as you want to be, bro, you definitely... You got the flow. You got the mic. Everybody, Biddy Brown for sure. So tell us, man, where you from, who you about, man, and whatever you want us to know about you, you got it.
I got you. I got you, man. Well, I'm definitely from the city of Memphis, man. My name's Biddy Brown. I grew up here. Grew up, man, in East Memphis, you know what I'm saying, and went to Ridgeway. Graduated from Southwind High, man. Went to Ole Miss for a little bit. But, man, I'm back here in Memphis. I love this city. Like I said, I was born and raised here. I was I don't know what you call them now. I guess you can say a promoter.
I was a
high school promoter, man, with the parties and different events, concerts and stuff like that in the city, man. And I kind of like fell back from it once I left.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I did that for a little minute, man, and I hopped into the music business for a little minute on the entertainment side, man. And shoot, I did that at 19, 22 hits. You already know. I'm jumping into that marriage thing, bro. So man, life has been good for me, man. I've seen every side of the road, bro. You know, don't let the cover fool you on the stories. That's how I try to tell people, man. Don't let the cover fool you. You know what I'm saying? People go through things. I've been through a lot, and I've came through a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely believe in Christ. You know what I'm saying? I believe that you know, everything you do. You gotta focus in on yourself and be happy, man.
If you
can't be happy first, nothing around you is gonna be right.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I've seen a lot, came through a lot, bro, and God's just been a blessing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everything I've seen now, I'm doing now, I'm more aware. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm more calm, I'm more patient, you know what I'm saying? And that's thing I know we're gonna get into the kids and everything like that, man. But certain things hit me, bro, that kinda
go for it.
I didn't know why it was happening, but now I kind of know why it was happening now. You know what I'm saying? I look back and be like, damn, shit, okay, that's why this happened. It was preparing me for this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Life is about being prepared. You know what I'm saying? You're never going to be too prepared, but preparation is good. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, God has put me through certain situations, bro, that if it come now, I can look at it with my eyes closed and not even worry. You know what I'm saying? I know it's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's why I wake up with a positive attitude. You see me every day, Mike.
Right.
You know, you don't know if I'm having a good day or a bad day.
You can't tell the difference.
You know, I'm going to come in, I'm going to smile, I'm going to talk. You know
Big
what I'm
facts.
Saying? Big facts. You
that's
know what
how
I'm saying?
He is, y'all, for real.
I'm going to do that. I'm a good energy. I'm going to move
like,
around.
OG, hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm going to move. I'm going to be excited, man, because, you know, that's me, bro. I like to, I go out vibes. I go out, you know, how people energy is, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I try to give that energy off, even if I am going through something, man. You know what I'm saying? I learned that when I was going through my struggles, bro. Hey, never let somebody, you know what I'm saying, don't give them, not saying give them too much, but don't ever put your problems off on somebody. Because you never know what they going through. You know what I'm saying? Hear them first. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what I've been trying to learn these years while I've been back here for about a year and a half. And even, you know, my last year in Atlanta, man, I was trying to learn different things about myself that could better myself, that could help other people. You know what
man,
I'm saying?
Man, so let me ask you this.
Talk to me.
Man, I lived in the A.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I tell y'all, man, I moved out of Memphis, y'all. I got out of Memphis,
had
man.
To. You had to.
Man, I... Man, Atlanta, being in Atlanta was one of the best things that happened, you know, because it opened my mind to a whole world, man. It's a world that's out there that you have no idea
man,
that exists.
Man.
And, like, being in Memphis, running the circles, man, whatever, doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, man. Like, and you have big dreams. So I always been wanting to have big dreams. I always been wanting to think big, dream big. Man, I always knew that some kind of way I was going to be successful. I used to tell all the time,
somehow,
I was going to go to NFL. I'm going to go to NFL, man. Hey. And listen, I didn't go as a player.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I'm
you've been around. You in the organization.
Right.
I'm in the organization
now. You know what I'm saying?
He like, going to tell you how he going to give it to you. You just got to receive.
Big fat, oh, that's cold.
You feel what I'm saying?
You just got to receive. So a lot of people looking for the blueprint, man. And that ain't real faith, though, man. Faith is like knowing that you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And faith is not knowing how it's going to happen, but you're just getting up every day.
Man,
I'm just going to head in that direction. What's going to happen? I don't really know
God
how it's
going
to come out. It's just, man, I'm going to head in that direction. So, man, what I'm asking is, man, what Atlanta did for me, it just opened up world of business to me. Like,
for sure.
Like, it gave me, man, all kind of skills that I knew that I didn't know that I would need.
Definitely.
And like now, administrative skills, nonprofit organizational skills, man, just other tools. But I could, like, man, somebody should come, shameless plug, you should come to me for all your business needs.
For sure.
I got
sure.
trademarks, copyrights, LLCs, 501c3s, so, but it ain't that what we're here for.
Let's do it.
However, but Atlanta gave me, it gave me something that Memphis wasn't giving me.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
I felt like I had to dip.
Diversity.
Man, so like, man, what was that like for you, man? What was that transition? Because at first for me, it was, man, it was hard, like, to get out of the norm, to get outside of every day. Sometimes you hear the church sometimes, you just got to branch out, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But I got outside of every day, bro. I got outside of every day. I moved to Atlanta. Me and my best friend, Carlos Strong.
Yeah.
Man, we're friends to this day, man. That's my brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we moved out the city, and people thought we were crazy.
Yeah.
But, man, we both knew.
You're going to get that.
We both knew that, like, we needed something more. Man, we both knew that, hey, something more is out there for us.
We need to see something different.
We got to go get it. And we left, and that transition itself was absolutely, man, one of the craziest things a brother ever done.
Definitely.
But also, it was one of the most amazing things
definitely
to ever done. It's the upside to it, it's the downside to it. So, man, let's talk about some of the downs. What are some of the downsides, man, to your transition from Memphis to Atlanta, bro?
Well, one thing for sure, man, you couldn't have told me I wasn't moving to Atlanta to become rich and turn up and, you know, do my thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, I moved down there on a business deal. You know what I'm saying? I started my candle company when I moved down there. So,
okay.
You couldn't have told me, hey, I ain't finna go down here and make this money. I got the investor. Let me go and knock it out. Let me go and make this work. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I moved down in that first year. That second year, all that money was gone. You know, I lost everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything. I'm married at the time. I got a child. You know, I'm looking at myself like, Billy,
taking notes.
Hey, Billy, you done fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at myself. I'm questioning myself. But I still got my wife by my side. I had my child by my side. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of kept me going. Because at that time, when everything goes south, boy, you like, who with me? You know, you got your wife. At the time, my wife ain't worked in 5 years. Well, take that back. 6 years. She ain't worked in 6 years. So at that time, you know, I'm like, hold up. Damn, like, where the money?
Right,
you know what I'm saying? I got to go get a job.
Right.
You know, I have to go get a job. This ain't working. So, you know, being down there, bro, we had no family. You know, I had an auntie out in Stone Mountain, but shit, I'm on the whole nother side of town. That's a trip to come see you. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we were down there by ourselves, bro. And like I told you, I went down on a business deal. But let me hit you with this: I was learning business, but I was really down there getting away from distractions from Memphis.
Okay, I got
married. Was it 2016, I believe? 16? April 29th, I was still here. I stayed here for about 6 months. We was living with my mother-in-law for a minute before we moved to Atlanta.
Okay.
I had got rid of the apartment here and everything. You know, 3 months there, just save up a little cash and go ahead and dip. So we did that, bro, and I'm talking about did that for the year. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, got down there. Like I said, everything went south. You know what I'm saying? But like I told you, bro, I was down there to get away from distractions, bro. Mm. Not even knowing that's why I'm down here. I'm here to get one with my wife, to know that, hey, she got my back, I got her back. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We're here to get closer. We're here to build this unit that what marriage is supposed to be.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? What marriage is supposed to be. I'm going to say it again
Let's
for
go.
You. What it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? It's not a business deal. It's not none of that what the world makes it seem like now. You feel what I'm saying?
Right,
if you
go
in thinking about money in the beginning, are you out the door 6 months to a year, 2 years in?
Might as well. That's wisdom. Y'all better hear it.
You know, and I'm a big believer in marriage, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I talk to anybody about that because at the end of the day, I knew what I wanted at a young age.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, back to the story, to the A, bro. We in Atlanta. You know, I'm making that little money, lost it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, baby, what we finna do? You know, she like, one of us got to work. You know, one of us got to work. So, you know, me being the man of the house, I'm going to go work. I'm going to go do anything. People that know me, the real me out here, I work. I've been working since I was 13. So I will sweep floors. I'll do anything. I can party with the best and clean with the rest. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm adaptable. I'm adaptable. You know what I'm saying? I can adapt to any form, any way.
Everybody,
you know,
can't do that.
Everybody can't do that. That's a skill,
gift.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? I have to learn that about myself in Atlanta too, bro, because I can get with the best on either side. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, you know, I was learning down there, bro, and me and my wife got closer down there, bro. So, you know, us coming back here 4 or 5 years later, I'm built for anything. Can't nothing come across me. I can look you dead in your eye and just be like, hey, you ain't even worth it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, I built that up. I built that up, bro, because down in Atlanta, you know.
Right.
Atlanta.
Right.
Come on now.
It's very tempting.
It's tempting, bro.
Atlanta, let me tell y'all
something. To a married man?
Man, Atlanta is tempting.
Come on now.
I went to Atlanta as a single man.
I was married, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I tell my wife to this day, baby, like, babe, you know these ladies out there, but at the end of the day, man, I know what I got at home. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I've seen a lot of things in my life, bro, growing up, man. So I know what I don't want to go through. What I need to do to make sure my kids know what they need to look for when I'm gone.
Right.
I ain't gonna be around any day, bro. So I want my legacy to be like, damn, that man was really about his shit. I had to grow up, but now they can say, damn, Billy, like that man, he on his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, for all our viewers out there, like, Billy is raw. He raw. Y'all
he's
hear
raw,
me?
Bro.
Disclaimer, this is a raw version.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
It's real raw.
So he real raw. So, man, I love it, though. I love it because people need to hear it. And then the interesting, bro, you just said so much, dog. You said so much. You said, man, one of the first things you said was, you said, man, when everything goes south, you're like, who's with me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when everything went south, you like, man, who's with me? You know what I'm saying? You went there for business, but then that didn't go right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And things went south, and you had to realize that, man, who was really there for? Who was really there with you?
Yeah.
So you're saying, to my understanding, man, your wife been
the
rock the whole time, bro.
My life changed 8 years ago, bro. When I met her, bro. And I didn't even know. I didn't even know it was changing at the time, bro. Like, it literally changed. Like, I'm like, bro, you making me not soft, but like, damn, bro, like, you changing me. Like, when you see a woman changing a man, you be like, okay, this might be the one.
Another thing,
I think I told you this already, bro. I looked at her mom.
Right.
If you got to check the mom out first, if the mom ain't right,
Abba don't fall too far from the trees. Y'all hear us.
I'm just saying, man. You know, I got a great mother-in-law, man. She been there for me, always supporting, bro.
Yes, sir.
And, bro, man, my wife, bro, she's better than me, bro. Like, she always tell me, hey, never worry about what nobody thinking about you.
Yes, sir.
You know who you are.
Yes, sir.
Never worry about what nobody think of. You know who you are. Do your thing. And at the end of the day, it'll come back to you. You know what I'm saying? You already know what you're capable of doing. You just got to get up and do it.
Yes, sir. The interesting thing is, though, man, and I want to say this to all our brothers out there, man. Listen, man, first of all, this is a conversation with two married men, right?
Definitely.
Man, like, to be transparent, y'all, this is my second marriage, you know what I'm saying? I got married when I was in Atlanta, got a hold of something, and I married it. But, man, that was like again, one of the, that was Young Mike, 24, yeah. 23, 24, man, just wasn't thinking, and that joint went south, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And man, now, like, man, God bless me years later, bro, like 12 plus years later, man, God bless me, because I'm solid. I'm a solid person now.
What
you know
I said
what I'm
at
saying?
The beginning, if you ain't happy, if you ain't happy,
right, you ain't happy.
Work on yourself now.
Big
don't,
facts.
Don't get me wrong now.
Big facts.
That year before we got married, I was working on myself.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I was working on myself while we was still
facts.
First
Big
that
facts.
First 6 to year month, you know, being married the first couple of months, I was
yes,
still
sir.
Working on myself. So you just got to be happy, bro. If you ain't happy, ain't nothing around you gonna work, bro.
That's so real.
Nothing.
That's so
nothing,
real,
bro. Nothing.
And that's what happened, bro. I just. Years of losing stuff, losing people, years of struggling. Man, I'm talking about struggle.
Man,
struggle,
back
struggle,
against
struggle.
The wall, bro.
Man, you hear me now? Back, man, in the wall. back in the wall.
For sure.
Years of back being
sure.
in the wall, man. But, like, it's literally I had to, like, man, find a way to get mics together, to just find a way to get mic together, man. And that's one thing I share with my wife, man. On the time that I proposed to her, I was like, yo, man, like, I know that you're it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do nothing else.
Yeah.
I don't want to go nowhere. No, you're it.
Yeah.
And I told her that. And then I told her that, man, like, hey, I spent time working on me.
Yeah.
Man, and now that I know that I'm together, I can look from a clear lens
for
in
sure.
my life. And I can see, like, hey,
you
that's
it.
What's up. And what I was going to get to our brothers out there, man, when you find, number one, work on yourself first.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, work on yourself first. Like, work on the fact that, man, you may have some struggles or some internal struggles that can cause, man, like, a lot of damage to
not
your
perfect.
Family. You
You're
know what I'm
perfect,
saying? We're
bro.
Not perfect, but work on yourself. A lot of people, man, they avoid the pit stop. Think about it, a NASCAR race. Man, they racing, boom, boom, boom. We doing life, boom, boom,
Circus.
Boom, boom, boom. Then you got a pit stop.
For sure.
Because you need to tune up. You need to
you gotta stop.
Man, you need to change the tires. You got to, bro. You got to get in that joint.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that the race is over. It just means this joint needs service.
It needs service.
And, man,
bro.
We got to service ourselves, bro. Like, man, like it's like men, black men, man. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to take care of our families.
Definitely.
We got to take care of our communities. But in order for us to do that, we got to look at ourselves. We got to look in the mirror and say, hey, bro, what is it that you're really doing with your life? What is it that you're trying to do? Where are you trying to go?
Yeah.
And then you got to start asking those real questions. The path that you're on right now, is it going to get you there?
Is it working?
Man, is it working? If it's not working, then what? Go somewhere else. So we're
is
talking about
working?
Biddy moved to Atlanta because the path he was on, man, was not working. I moved to the A. Because the path I was on was not working.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we don't love our city.
At all.
Man, we back in the city.
We
give
back,
it back to
baby.
The community.
We back. And it's just the beginning.
Every day.
It's just the beginning,
you know what
right
I'm
here. Y'all remember this conversation.
Hey,
it's just the beginning.
It's coming back. It's coming back around. It's like, man, now we got ourselves together, but the path that we were on was not working. But, man, this man here found him a good, his wife, the Bible says, your good thing. He found this good thing, man.
Yeah.
And, like, man, I'm pretty sure they have struggles in their marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, everybody got
perfect.
Struggles.
It's
but
not
like,
perfect.
Man, but this man here is edifying his wife. This man saying, yo, my wife had my back. I don't want to let her down big on marriage. And what's going to trip y'all out? What's going to trip y'all out? Better tell her how old you is.
Man, I'm just 29.
This man is under 30 years old, bro, talking like this. But, man, like, man, that's why I mess with Biddy because, man, I feel we cut from the same cloth.
Definitely.
Man, and, like, man, energy frequencies don't lie. And the thing is, bro, man, black men, man, when we find, we got to take care of ourselves.
Definitely.
Take care of our finances. Take care of our health. Take care of our mentals. Man, then we could be able to take care of our families.
Yeah,
I ain't saying
you.
Balled out.
Nah.
But take care of our families, man. If they need us spiritually, mentally, emotionally,
there.
Socially,
there.
Financially, we there.
There.
We got it. You know what I'm saying?
There.
But you can't get there until you get there. You know what I'm saying? You can't get there until you get there.
You got to be 100% happy. And you know what I'm saying? You got to be 100% like sure that, hey, I'm trying to better myself. You know, I'm trying
Ooh.
To move. You know what I'm saying? I name my candle company the Colossal Candle Company for
okay.
a reason. You know what I'm saying? That's because I believe everything that you should try to do in life should be big. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you should do in life should be, you know, you should try to strive to do the biggest thing that you can do.
Uh-huh.
If it's in the entertainment business, if it's in, you doing podcasts, if you doing music, whatever you're doing in life, man, you got to make sure that you're trying to do it to the best of your ability. And that's what I'm trying to do with my marriage. That's what I'm trying to do with my company. That's what I'm trying to do with everything around me, man. I'm trying to get back into the event planner. I'm trying to do all of that because I know what I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that what my city needs, man. And I know that. Guys like you, guys like me, man, we can really, man, bring that energy that the city needs. You know what I'm saying? That positive vibe, man. And
yeah,
you know,
dog.
people look at me crazy. Like, man, bro, you got married at 22. My homies gave it to me. Boy, you sure, Billy?
You stupid. You dumb, man. You look.
Well, look, man, I know she fine, man. But damn, man, like, come on, bro. You sure? You sure this is it? I'm like, bro, y'all don't understand. When you get there, you'll get there.
Right. Ooh.
It just happened to me.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? I knew it was gonna happen. Like I tell you, anybody that know me know that I said this at an early age. Like, bro, I want that. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, it happened, bro. We still growing, man. We got a house. We got our first house. Man, I didn't know. Rest. Hey, I didn't know how I was gonna buy a house before I was 30. But I'm just gonna let you know, God works in mysterious ways, yeah, man. And bro. God blessed it. He said it right there on my footsteps. Yeah, you know, on the foot. You know what I'm saying? Here you go. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to God. Hey, shout out to him, man.
Because at the end of the day, man, like, bro, having my wife, you know what I'm saying, putting that focus in on him, everything coming together, bro. Everything coming together. Like, it ain't gonna be pretty every day, but hey, I see the other side.
Yeah,
and
when
you can see the other side, you can move. You can move smoothly through them bad days. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, he dropping gems. Listen. So let me. So man, so you got your wife,
for
man,
sure.
And we're talking about I may title this, man. We talking about some things we just talking about.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Man, then you have kids, bro. You got a wife and you got children.
For
so
sure.
you're a black husband and a black father, bro.
Definitely.
So, like, man, what are your thoughts about fatherhood, bro?
Man, it changed me.
Ooh.
You know, like I said, man, me and my wife, when I found out she was pregnant, bro, you know, I was still a young man at the time. I was 21, you know what I'm saying, at the time. And shit, I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
A black man, 21.
Gotcha.
I'm here, you know what I'm saying? So I'm finna live, you know what I'm saying? I knew I wanted to be with her, but, mm-hmm. you know, I was still out here living, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. And she was still here with me. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, she stuck here with me, man, through all my falls, everything, bro.
Yeah,
so,
duh.
You know, when I found out I had that kid on the way, I was like, okay, I got a kid on the way. I think month 4 or 5 hit. He was like, oh, you got a little girl on the way. I'm like, okay, now I got a son. You know what I'm saying? Now it's a little girl. So I'm like, okay, little girl on the way. Okay, I got to buckle up for this. You know what I'm saying? I got a girl on the way. You know what I'm saying? I ain't married at the time. Like I said, we got married when she was 8 months pregnant. Mm. So, you know, I'm like, shoot, I got to slow down. You know what I'm saying? And I had the girl, bro, and, man, it changed my life, man. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, I saw that face, and, like, something just clicked in me, like, get it together.
Man, get it together.
Get it together, because at the end of the day, you know, you wanna set an example for her. I don't want her to run into me.
Right. Oh, that's cold.
I don't want her to run into me.
I hope y'all heard that.
Yeah, I don't want her to run into me, bro, because, you know, we all live, you know, so we all do things, bro, but I don't want her to run into me. I want her to see me coming.
Right.
The Billy between 15 and 20.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want her to see that coming, man.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be open with my kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let her know everything she needs to know. Come to daddy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Daddy got you, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, my mom was there, my dad was there too, you know what I'm saying? They got a divorce at 12, and I ain't let that defy me.
Okay.
I ain't let that be, oh man, I gotta turn up because my parents aren't together.
Right.
You know, I always say, you got your own life. You got your own life to live. You got your own brain.
I'm gonna tell the boys, I'm gonna make sure they hear that one.
Hey, real talk, man. I'd say that to anybody, bro. You can't use somebody else's mistakes or whatever happened for your life. It's called your life.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't come out the womb together. Y'all didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta live for yourself and understand, man, okay, I got a brain. Long as the doctor didn't say, hey, this person has something medically wrong with their brain and you can't comprehend or do this.
It's
your life.
It's called your life.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta do it. And
that's the topic.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Hey.
OG, it's called your life.
It might be ugly. But at the end of the day, if you believe in something, it will get better. You feel
that
I'm
moved
saying?
Me, bro. That gave me. Hey, that moved me.
Real talk, OG.
Ooh.
That's why I'm able to do what I do.
Yeah,
like, OG, bro, I tell you, bro. Bro, what you see me do every day now, bro? This is a first.
Right. Hey, it's all good.
You hear me out though, right?
I got you.
I don't mind doing it because this is my OG. You know our relationship.
Right,
so at the end of the day, I do that to show people, hey,
right.
Don't be scared to get dirty.
Right,
and don't let the cover fool you.
Roll your sleeves up.
Don't let the cover fool you because I know 2 millionaires. I ain't gonna put nobody names out there.
Right.
But they work still.
Right.
I've seen their accounts. They work still.
Right.
Right. Every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They might not be living right. Right. But they work still. You feel what I'm saying?
Right,
and
right.
I, and like, what I do, bro, I take bits and pieces from everybody.
Okay, okay.
That's how I was able to put my life together.
Right, right, right.
I know what's right from wrong.
Yeah, dog.
You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I learned from my parents. I learned from other people's parents. People's parents that was together, people's parents that's not together. My grandfather,
dog.
Uncles, OGs.
Yeah, dog.
I learned from everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's so funny that the younger guys be calling me the OG, man. Like, I be feeling
hey, it. Man, bro, it's, man, you, but you already know how it is,
hey,
man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's all love, man.
Yeah,
all love. You
man,
know what I'm saying?
Man, you said it's called your life, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's called your life, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not our life, it's your life.
Bro.
And if you, that, what's
that,
up?
That was, no, you messed me up with
that. If you're able to work,
do it.
Hear me out. If you're able to work,
uh-huh.
Do it. Don't be afraid to work nowhere. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Dog.
Do it. I done watched car. I done did everything in my whole life, bro. I done did everything. Like I said, I done worked a lot of places, bro.
Yeah, dog.
I done got money on my own.
Yeah,
I done got money from the white man.
Yeah, dog.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's
dog.
A blessing to see both sides, bro, because I know I can pick up. If it get ugly, I can go work. When it's pretty, I'm a ball.
Right, right.
When it's pretty, I'm a ball. If I got to work, I'm going to go work.
Right,
you
right.
Feel what I'm saying? And that's just been my life, bro. You know what I'm saying? My wife support me 100%. Even on either side of the track, she support.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
So as a father... Yeah.
Man, you had a daughter, changed your life. Then you had a second.
Man,
bit out here making moves that count. Y'all hear me?
Bro.
He got a second
I
so bad.
I thought this was a son.
He gave you two girls,
hey,
bro.
Two
he had
girls,
to humble you.
Man. He had to humble me, bro.
He had to
and
humble you.
People
the
know
girl.
What them girls come
man,
from, bro. You
come
know
on,
what I'm
somebody. Hey,
so,
my first was a girl,
hey,
bro. It was a daughter, dog.
Hey,
yes, dog.
So
I'm
going to be right. I'm right. I'm 100% right. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, man. So he gave you a wife, man. He gave you daughters,
yeah,
man, and man, he got a family, bro. Then your
family.
Business, bro. Like then you have a business, bro. Like man, like you, bro. You are success, bro. Like man, you are success right now, bro. You 29,
yeah.
Like the average 29-year-old. What they doing right? The average 29. They out here wild.
They
look
bro.
Worse than the kids we serve.
They wild,
you know what I'm
bro.
Saying? So like now that you have. Man, you got not now, but bro, you 5-6 about to be 6 years into marriage.
Yeah.
Man, you got a family, you got your wife, you got your daughters, man, you got your business,
yeah.
Bro. So man, now where do you see yourself, like man, serving you, man? What y'all don't know, this man, you ain't gonna outwork Biddy, bro.
He nah.
You not gonna like nah. I'm gonna tell you, you're not gonna outwork Mike Mosby. Nobody's gonna outwork
yes,
Mike
sir.
Mosby, but you're not gonna outserve Biddy.
For
you
sure.
Know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So like, man, where do you see yourself? Plugged in and serving your community.
Man, honestly, bro, I come. A lot of people don't know. Well, a lot of people do know me, man. They're gonna see the podcast, bro. I come from a political family, bro.
Okay.
I come from
okay.
a very prestigious political family
okay,
in the city, bro.
Okay.
And you know, I don't have the last name, but I definitely
them your people.
Them my people.
I know your people.
Yeah.
Yes,
them my people, bro.
Yes,
and they fight for me. You know what I'm saying? On the back end, bro. And you know, I just wanna. I ain't saying right now. You know what I'm saying? Politics is something that I am looking into.
Okay.
I'm getting my homework in. I'm doing
okay.
doing my homework, getting my speeches and everything right. Learning my words and reading the dictionary, I guess you could
hey,
say.
I ain't gonna lie, I was sitting here thinking, I like man, Billy, that man can talk.
Yeah, I can talk.
It's like he, I was like, this
if you
can articulate.
Man,
I'm sitting here, you know, me and this is my podcast. Everybody know I make up words.
I'm doing the same thing. You see, you heard me. I made up about three words. I hope y'all didn't catch it.
Sasha Nakamura.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm making them up.
But man, like you're very man. You can articulate like the message out loud and clear, bro. It's
yeah.
like man, you ready for this, bro? So
I
didn't. I didn't know that's something that you inspired to do,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, and I'm putting it out there now. I'm putting
okay,
it in there
say no
now.
More,
you know,
say
I
no more.
The guy. Talk to now, you know what I'm saying? He know what,
okay.
what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm like I said, I'm putting it in the air now. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully God here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
because
we need real ones though. We need people
that
like,
care.
I ain't
here for money. I ain't here for none of that, bro. Because I'm gonna be provided for either way it
you
go.
Said it.
You know
you
what
said
I'm saying?
It,
but at the end of the day, I wanna see Memphis grow, bro.
You said
I wanna see Memphis get to you know, where it needs to be, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of money here.
Yeah, dog. It's a lot of money here, man. Like, man, y'all know I got a plug Raising the Bar, man. My community organization that's, man, www.rtbmemphis.com.
Yes, sir.
Man, we serving literally over 200 boys in the city through all of our programs, man. And, like, the interesting thing about that is, though, like, we on the ground. It's hard for me to go into the boardroom, like, man, figuratively speaking,
yeah.
because I love being on the ground.
Yeah.
And the one thing that, like, being on the ground every day, man, it shows you that, like, man, like, it shows you the every, it shows you the real.
Definitely.
Like, man, it's like, you can't come to me and tell me what you think kids need.
Nah, you ain't out here. I know what they need. You're not out here,
I am
bro.
In the community. Like, I am talking to their parents. I'm going toe-to-toe with fathers, you know what I'm saying? Or like, trying to get mothers to reason. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, like, it's a different lens when you in the community every day,
every day, bro.
And one thing that, man, like, I'm glad that you said we need people that care. Because, man, I'm going to say this loosely, but I'm going to say this real, though. Everybody don't care.
Everybody
it's
don't
some
care,
people
bro.
That really do, but, man, it's a lot of people that don't. And yeah. The ones that don't care, but how you know they don't care? I don't see y'all.
We don't
in
see
the community
nothing.
Every day. Boy, but then what I've learned over the last couple years, cause man, I could be stubborn in my ways, you know what I'm saying?
Like, okay.
When I lock into something and I make a decision about it, I'm like, that's what it is. But
definitely.
Man, like, man, talking to different politicians, man, elected officials and stuff, I'm getting a better understanding.
Oh, what's going
like,
on?
Man, yeah, like, man, that like community need to bombard them more. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when I say everybody don't care, man, I'm talking about politics. Some politicians for sure that don't care. Like,
definitely.
Hands down.
They just
care.
There for the check.
You got some that do. But I'm talking about, man, community. Like, the community don't care because the community as a whole don't know to care.
They don't know,
man,
bro.
It goes back. So it's like, man, like, we're doing our part.
Yeah.
But it's like, the more and more we progress forward,
yeah.
It feel like as a community,
bro.
The more and more we're progressing backwards.
Definitely,
so it's like,
bro.
Man, what I'm understanding is like the community, hey, if you're in the community and you care,
yeah.
if you're a stakeholder in the community of any kind, man,
yeah.
Whether you live in it, whether you own a business in it,
yeah.
Whether you go to church in it, whether you grew up in it, man, guess what? We have to bombard.
Yeah.
Like the people that make the decisions.
Yeah, we gotta bombard.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
We gotta bombard them. Be like, yo, we need this. We need. But if we not in their face, they not gonna care.
They
out of sight, out of
care.
Mind.
Bro, all we care about is the Bill Street open.
That's mine. Let's go.
You know,
yes, sir.
Is the weekend open this weekend?
Yes, sir.
What Curtis Givens event this weekend?
Man, I mess with Lil Wook all day.
That's my people. That's
yes,
my
sir.
That's my family. He
yes,
brought
sir.
Me up in this game.
Yes, sir.
But I'm just saying, like we
people
have
trying to party.
We trying to party, bro. When
yes,
we got other shit out here that's real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got other shit out here that's going
yes,
on.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like I commend everybody that does something positive here, bro. From
yes,
the Wooks to the Rob Hunters,
yes, sir.
To the people that I know, I see them doing things.
Yes,
trying to,
sir.
I'm about bringing people together, bro.
Right, right.
Positive vibes, all of that. But we need more of that.
Right.
Curtis can't just do it alone two times a year. You
right.
know when the club running,
right,
bro.
Right, right.
Rob just can't do it like that.
Right, right.
Bro. We need people together out here,
right,
bro.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? We need a Top Golf.
Man, big facts.
We need a damn amusement park.
Right.
We need a something that we can get the kids out the streets. You
right,
know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, bro,
big facts.
We need stuff here that people can do. Everybody can't go to these events, 18-0 to 21-0. They
big
can't
facts.
Do that.
Big facts.
The kids is the one that need the guys,
man,
bro.
Need,
when I came
something.
Up, Libertyland shut down and I was like, 10.
Man, yeah. Oh, that was long ago. Dang, man. That man young.
Bro, it shut down. I was like 10. I was like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Damn, this
it was done.
We ain't got nothing here.
Man, it
you
was
know,
over.
We got Bass Pro Shop, but it, we, you know, that ain't for us. You know,
we
might go buy
there.
A pistol, but that,
right.
that's it. The pistol
right.
600.
Right, right, right.
7 to 1,000, man. Damn, like,
right,
come on,
right,
bro.
Right,
y'all
right.
put a gun shop downtown.
Right, right, right.
You,
right.
They put a gun shop. Y'all hear me? They put a gun shop downtown. You know
yeah,
what I'm
bro,
saying?
It's so real, dog.
Come on, bro. I think so much, bro, about this city, bro, because I want to see it better, bro.
Right, man. I'm going to tell you something what's interesting, though. Like, man, you know, we both work, man, with Rob, man, Robusto by Havana Mix, man,
sure.
both of the Robs, and, man, it's like, man, to see what they bring to the city, man,
them,
like,
bro.
it's so real, dog, you know what I'm saying?
Them,
it's so, it's like, and to see, man, what people don't get to see is the actual work put into,
yeah.
man, to make out happen. And then I mess with Curtis Givens, man. The band that I started, well, me and my best friend started, One
yeah.
Accord. Man, Curtis Givens gave us our platform,
man, Curtis
a long time
look,
ago, bro.
Curtis funded some of my high school parties,
hey,
man. So
what
it's
I'm
all love.
Yeah. So, like, look, man, those guys, but people don't really understand the work
yeah.
that these folks put in. That's why, man, like, some people, I told my boys that play football with me, I said, y'all, man, everybody want to be a beast till it's time to do beast stuff.
Man, beast stuff.
You know
stuff.
What I'm saying? Like, everybody want to, right, man, you got to put it, you got to grind, you got to
yeah.
put in that work.
Yeah.
If you really want to put on for the city, whether you are, man, an expired, man, business owner, club promoter, club owner, party, show, concert promoter, politician, pastor, whomever, bro, you got to put in that work. You got to put in that work.
It ain't going to come to it. Or you got to learn it from somebody.
You got to put in that work, bro.
Definitely.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, you lie, bro. Hey. Just listen. So, man, I already know what the podcast is about, man. It's going to be about your life.
Your life.
It's your life.
It's your life,
man,
bro.
Man, family, marriage, family, community. Marriage, family, business, community. Man, it's called your life.
Definitely, bro.
It's called your life.
Your
you know
life,
what I'm
bro. Nobody else's life but yours, man. You
man,
gotta,
that's
you
so
gotta
lie,
make sure
bro.
You do it to the fullest.
Man, so, hey, y'all heard Billy just say, man, he's gonna look into getting into politics, man.
Definitely, man. Hey, I gotta get right. It ain't gonna be tomorrow. It's not gonna be tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure his family, his people.
Yeah,
is like,
I gotta get groomed.
Make sure, yeah.
Groomed
yeah.
for this.
Look,
I'm just
man,
putting
somebody,
it in the air.
Somebody was like, Mike, you should get into politics. I said, nah, bro. I know for a fact.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I'm gonna have to do a lot of changing.
Hey, come on.
I've watched my uncles and my cousins. I watched them do it for years, man. And you know. See them as a person, man, that people, you know, that they believe in.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And I want to be that person, bro. And, you know, like I said, I'm learning, bro. I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? It's a learning game. I'm still learning to this day.
Man, yeah.
About
dog.
My own business. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, life is a learning game, bro. You keep learning every day.
Hey, you lie,
every day you wake up is a new day to learn something. You know what I'm saying?
Every day you wake up is a new day to learn something.
He gave you a new opportunity to get right. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
Hey, I got another gem that Biddy said a while back, man, and I wanted to make sure I talked about it. So two things that man said, you got to be 100% sure you want to get better.
Yeah.
Like, man, you can't be 78% sure.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen. It's until you 100% sure you want to get better, and that's when you're going to make the necessary steps to get better. Then he said, man, when you get there, you'll get there.
Yeah.
That mindset right there, what I got from it was, man, you just got to keep going. You got to keep going.
Stop,
so you got, man, we got a little, man, like, man, what's they call? I had a brain freeze, but man, we got little pit stops. We got pit stops, man. We got... man, when you
storms, bad weather, all of that.
Yeah, you got bad weather, man. You got not landmarks, but you got when you reach a certain point in life, bro.
Achievements, all of that.
You got achievements. It's a word that I'm looking for.
Oh, my bad.
I just had a brain freeze. But sure. Anywho, but man, we have certain milestones.
You got
milestones. It's not milestones with the word, but man, you have certain places that you want to get to. That you're going to get. On the journey, but you just said when you get, you'll get there when you get there.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people are worrying about, man,
how I'm gonna
get there, bro. You just get on the journey.
Get
when
on
you
it,
get
bro.
There, you'll get there.
And I'm gonna tell you a lot of things too, man. It messed me up too, bro. When I was going through my little slump, bro. Social media, bro. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, bro, you got to cleanse
ooh,
from this shit,
ooh,
bro.
Ooh.
You got to cleanse Let's from go. It, some shit. Even if it's a day, a week, shit. However long you think you need to do it, bro, because it'll mess you up. You'll be like, damn, bro, like, it'll mess you up. So you know, you gotta. It's your life.
Yeah, bro.
Your life. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the pictures fake you out. You know what I'm saying? We're alive. That's what Instagram posts show you, that I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, you know, worry about what you got going on, man, and the world will be a better place.
Big facts,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Big facts, dog. Hey, so, man, Biddy, I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, bro.
Oh, it's love, bro.
I'm going to go back and listen to this joint like seven times.
Yeah, chop it up, bro, because I know I was kind of
it's raw. I'm not going to put it on my Facebook, you know what I'm saying? But I am going to put it in my Instagram. It's still going to go on my YouTube, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's the raw version, though. I'm not going to chop nothing up. I'm putting the raw version. But if you want,
You do whatever feels fit, man. Cause like I said, with the politics, bro, I'm gonna be 100% real with it, bro. It's a new day
Let's
of
go.
Age.
Yes,
think about what I'm saying, though. It's a new day of age.
Hey, he's
bro.
Not a politician.
I'm
right
not
now.
A politician
not a right
now.
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't.
So I'm posting the raw version.
Yeah,
it'll be on YouTube.
I'm not no politician
sure.
right now.
I gotta hear
you
this.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, bro, I'm gonna say, bro, like I'm gonna be that guy. If
right,
I can
right.
get into that field and it works that way, God, see that it needs to go that way. I'm gonna get in there. It's gonna be raw.
Yeah,
you know.
Dog.
At the end of the day, bro, the world has changed, bro. Things have changed. Yeah, I'm gonna put the suit on, but I'm still gonna be Billy.
Yeah. That part.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the suit on,
but
I'll be Billy.
I think some people, man, they put the suit on, and then they put on a representative that they think comes with the suit.
Yeah, you can't do that, bro.
No, you got you my can't and do what's that. Crazy in my podcast, not my podcast, my clubhouse room I was in this morning.
Yeah.
Man, the solutions room that I'm in every morning with my people, man, like I couldn't talk because I had to go to the coaches meeting.
For sure.
But they like, Mike, man, I was just told them this is what I just wanted to say. And I told them two words, man, be you.
Man, 100%,
man, bro. Be you. Man, don't let the suit that you put on determine who you are.
Nothing, bro.
Man, you wake up who you are, then you put on the suit.
The clothes.
A lot of people send their representatives, man. So and like, man.
But we here to change it, though.
Yeah, we here to change that. So we need people, man, who's gonna be themselves, and they don't let the suit determine like who they are, man.
Yeah.
And we need those people in positions of power.
And bro, I got homies doing it right now.
Yes,
bro.
Sir.
Shout out to Chaz Powell, man. Shout out to Emmanuel Spence. Shout out to Salam Keiko, man. Those are guys, man, that are doing. Even my guy Design Sydney, Cortland, y'all know. But I'm saying like on a diff. But when you got to make sure your circle is outworking you.
Ooh.
You feel what I'm saying? I know we done for the day, but I'm just saying you got to make sure your circle.
Another hour.
Yeah. Bro, and I'm here to tell you, my circle is outworking me.
Yeah, bro.
Shout out to my brothers, bro. I love y'all, bro. Because if you ain't got that circle around, you can do it by yourself, but you can't do it by yourself.
If
that make any sense to you. If you're in the business world, you can do it by yourself, but you can't do it by yourself. You got the idea, but you need help. You feel what
sir.
I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, bro, get that circle around you, bro. Get people that care about you, bro. Family, friends, whatever that may be, bro. Get that, and man, life is going to get great, bro.
Man, hey, you got to make sure your circle outworking you.
Yeah.
Man, that was good. Ah, 100%, that was good.
Bro. My circle is definitely doing it.
Y'all hear me clapping. Y'all see me clapping. Hey, like, hey, this one thing about the gym podcast, which y'all understand, like, I want y'all to really understand is that, like, man, I'm never going to bring Slaw up to this joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know on Mondays we got, man, the Make Moves That Count Mondays. That you going to catch that, man. Make sure you follow the gym on Spotify, Amazon Audible.
For sure.
Player FM, and go to YouTube as well, man. But on Mondays, I'm dropping the Facebook Live, Make Moves That Count Mondays, but then that goes to YouTube. On Wednesdays, I'm dropping Midweek Pep Talk, you know what I'm saying, with your boy Coach Mike.
Yes,
you know what
sir.
I'm saying? That's go on Facebook Live, but that's dropping on YouTube. And then, man, like, man, on Fridays, like, this is today, tomorrow when we drop,
sure,
it'll be
sure.
Friday. Man, on Fridays, man, I'm dropping. Man, I'm bringing people to the gym, bro. We in the gym, the grind every day.
And put it in.
Mindset podcast, man. Make sure you download the gym, bro. Like, man, I got Biddy Brown in his joint, dog. Like, he just literally, man, gave us a room for the gyms, bro. And his reaction is everybody's reaction when you come into the chamber.
For sure.
Look at me. We in a chamber, y'all.
Hey,
so much stuff can happen
so
up here right
stuff.
Now.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
We can make an album up here.
Right
Real
now.
Talk.
Like, right now. Right now,
hey,
right
the instruments
now.
And everything.
Yeah, bro. Thank you for being in the chamber, bro.
Man, I appreciate
again,
you,
man,
bro.
Y'all make sure that y'all tune in live, man. Facebook on Michael Mosby, Facebook, man. Go to Michael Mosby on Facebook. You'll find me there. Boom.
Yes,
add
sir.
Me. I think I got 5,000 friends, but it's gonna be public,
Let's
so go
it.
Find it anyway. Man, also the gym podcast, man. Spotify, Amazon Audible. I said Audible. Amazon Audible. Player FM. And then also, man, go to YouTube, man. Click in Make Moves That Count. Find that channel.
Yes, sir.
But then if you can't find that channel, click in, man. The fact that you have the gym with Coach Mike, G-E-M, Grind Everyday Mindset.
Yes, sir.
That's on YouTube as well. So, man, listen, don't forget to make moves that count. Don't forget to go to Raising the Bar, www.rtbmemphis.com. Man, make a donation to the organization that's serving over 200 black boys, man, in the city of Memphis for sure through STEM, sports, and life skills mentoring. Man, so, man, take care of that, man. Handle that business. Handle that for sure. Man, don't forget to make moves that count. Don't forget to make moves that count. I'm going to let Biddy close the podcast out today, man. Biddy, you got it.
Look, man, OG, I appreciate the love. I appreciate you bringing me out, man. Look, let's do this, man. Like, this is just the beginning, bro.
Yes, sir.
Like, I want y'all to remember this podcast, bro. Like, this is just the beginning, man. Thanks for the love. We finna do it.
Man,
I'm ready.
We in there and we out, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, don't forget to make moves that count. Please don't forget to make moves that count. We out for sure.